Hey everybody, welcome back to That Girl with me, Danielle Decker. So happy to have you with me. Happy 2023. It is a new year, and within the new year comes all things new. Am I right? So I am so happy that you are deciding to press play and spend a little time with me and hopefully be encouraged that we together can kind of set the tone of what we want our new year to be like. Of course, I have to come on and kind of talk about what all of us are thinking about, and that is New Year's goals and resolutions and all those things, and kind of how we talk to ourselves during that time and what that looks like for us as Christians, and kind of what I see the world doing as opposed to what does God want us to do with resolutions and things like that. Because let me first say, I hope that you guys are having a good new year coming off of that Christmas break. And I feel like everybody's kind of heading back to school, and that's kind of always hard, right? Like back to work, back to school. There's no real days ahead of us that we're going to be off of work or anything like that. So I hope that you can be encouraged. I hope that we can come off of these last couple of weeks that's kind of, you know, been full of hopefully family time and good things. And it's kind of hard to come off of that a little bit. So I hope that today this can be an encouragement. I hope that I'm finding you in a place that your heart can be uplifted as you go into your new work week also. So now let me say, when we start these New Year's resolutions and all these things that we tell ourselves, I don't know about you, but I know there's so many times that I think to myself, this year I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do A, B, C, and D. I. And what all of these statements obviously have in common is that they all start with what I'm going to do. And I feel like what God has really impressed on me that we're going to kind of talk about today is I have to not walk into my new year thinking of all the things that I'm going to do. Because see, when I'm focusing on me and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, my focus is on myself. My focus is not on Jesus and what he's already done and what he wants to do and where he wants to take me and how he wants to use me. My focus is on myself. And when I'm focusing on myself, I am not opened up to the plan and the purpose that God has for me. And so many times we think that if I'm not focused on myself, then I'm going to lose myself, or I'm not going to know what to do with myself because I'm not focusing on myself, when actually God has called us to die to self, stop focusing so much on yourself, and focus on him. But see, the world is the exact opposite, right? I've seen so many things, and listen, there's no condemnation. I don't mean this in a negative way, but hear me out. There's so many people right now that are like, oh, coming into 2023, it's going to be all about self-care and what I can do for myself, what I can do for me. I need to be this, and I need to take more time for me. And here's the thing. God, of course, wants you to love yourself. Of course he does. He loves you. And if we can't love ourselves, it's very, very hard to see ourselves the way that God does. However, do we not see how God has made it one way, and the world, of course, takes it, twists it, and makes it something completely opposite, to the point that it takes us away from God completely? If I am so focused on self-care and it's all about me and what I need and my problems, boy, that doesn't leave any room for anything else, does it? It might sound really nice, like, I'm going to take care of myself. I can't pour from an empty cup and all these things. And it's like, listen, that's not at all what God says. God does not say you need to be 100% filled up all the time, perfectly satisfied with how you feel. Then you can be all I've created you to be. No. He says, come as you are. that you would be full of my peace, that you would be full of my strength. He wants us to draw from him completely. And when we go in with our New Year's resolutions all about ourselves, there is no room left for him. So I'm encouraging us to first take God and lay him out in every single plan and watch what he does. Watch him unfold all of those things for you. Do we not think that God that created us, that loves us, that has a plan and purpose for us, that he would not in himself take care of us perfectly? See, if we go about God's business, he becomes about our business. He worries about us, so we don't have to. And that's amazing. What a blessing that I don't have to focus so much on myself, that if I go along with God's plan for my life, he is the one that provides for me. He is the one that takes care of me. He is the one that directs my path and shows me where he wants me to be. And it's in those steps that I find true peace and true happiness and true strength. That is what God has for us. And a lot of times I've had words for the year, and I, you know, who knows, maybe over the following weeks, I might have a word that kind of comes to me. But I wanted to share two separate things here. Number one, what God has impressed on me is bringing him into all my plans. Number two is I don't have a word for the year, but I have God's word for the year. Instead of focusing on one specific word, I want to focus on God's word, his holy Bible, his written, living, breathing, never changing word. That every single day, if I open my Bible, that is where my growth happens. That is where I am filled up. That is where I can take and draw from him and go about my day. It's not in all this self-care and all these things and what I can do for myself and all this. No, God's saying, meet me. Meet me. Come and find me, and I will renew you. I will lift you up. I will be everything that you need. Because listen, if we could do it on our own, if we could draw from our own strength, we would have already. We would be this person. We wouldn't even have New Year's resolutions, right? If we could be everything that we needed for ourselves, we would already be that. Am I right? We wouldn't even have New Year's resolutions because we would already be who we've always wanted to be. And God is saying, you can't do it. You can't. That's it. You needed a savior. That's the whole reason Jesus came, is because we live in this fallen world. And in this fallen world, our flesh is drawn to this world. And he's saying, don't be drawn to this world. Don't be like them. Find me. Find your rest in me. In Ephesians 4, because I want to go over just a couple of scriptures here. In Ephesians 4, verse 20 through 24, it says, but you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you may put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. If you have found Jesus, you have been taught by him, as in the truth of him, throwing off that old conduct, that it continues to grow corrupt. If we continue in the same direction that we've always been, leaning on ourselves, it's going to continue to grow more corrupt because we continue to fail every time. And that doesn't mean that we're bad. It doesn't mean that you're doing it wrong. It just means that we keep walking out our plan without including him, and it never works. It never has, and it never will. We have to continue to walk in his truth, being renewed in the spirit of your mind, that we're putting on the new man, which was created according to God and his righteousness, his right standing, and holiness. And that takes us right to Romans 12, verses 1 through 2. And he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Our bodies a living sacrifice. Does the world tell us to be a living sacrifice? Absolutely not. The world is telling us that everyone else should be sacrificing to make me happy. What about me and what I want? I. You need to sacrifice to make sure that I am happy. But God says that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And here we go. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do not be conformed to this world. Don't set your New Year's resolutions the way that the world does, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The only way that we become transformed and can be this person that we envision in our mind for this new year is by transforming our mind. And how do we transform our mind? Reading the Word of God, spending time with Him in prayer, letting Him speak to you, praying with Him, talking with Him, writing things down, and reading your Bible. That's the only way. And so many times we are searching and searching and searching for something to make me feel good, something that I can grab a hold of, something that's going to help me be a better me in the coming year. And there is nothing else other than God's word. That's it. If there was something else, we would have already grabbed a hold of it. We'd be there by now, but we're not. Why not? Because we are continuing. It's a continuation in being transformed in our mind. Listen, once you receive Jesus, you are saved. Once and for all, forever, you will spend eternity with Him. Your soul is saved. It's incorruptible. We will be with Him forever. But our body, it's still from this earth. And it's still pulled to the lusts of this earth. Our mind has to constantly be renewed. You cannot go to church, listen to a sermon, and never pick up your Bible again. That does not change your life. Now, obviously, you know you should be at church. That is what you should be doing. But there has to be some accountability in between there. And all that is that's not you working to have God do something for you. It's you reading His word. So how much more you can understand what He's already done and how easily you can receive from Him. But if you don't know His truth, if you're not reading His word, how can you receive from Him what He's so freely given if you don't know what those blessings are? Everything that we need to be all that God has created us to be is found in His word. And that's it. And as we write down our plans and we write down our resolutions, listen, there's nothing wrong with wanting to say, Lord, these are things that I want in the new year. There's nothing wrong with that. He wants us to do those things, but He wants to be included in our plan. You cannot do it apart from Him. It's easy to think that you can do it on your own and all these things sound so fun and wonderful and I can do this and I can do that and yada, yada, yada. But I'm going to tell you something. Those things are from this earth and they will only give you temporary satisfaction. That's it. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't be the things of this world, because how can we bring light to the darkness if we act just like the darkness? The only thing that separates us from them is Jesus. And that light though maybe dim, it is the best light that we could ever take with us. And the only way to let that light shine brighter into the darkness is by reading your word and filling yourself up on him and knowing that he is where your help comes from. He is your strength. He upholds you with his righteous right hand. That's who he is for you. So as we set our goals and we look at this new year, God has things for you to do. And as we see him drawing closer to us, and we just had an incredible service just this last Sunday where Pastor Paul was speaking on partaking of him. Partaking, actually feeding on Jesus. He has everything that we need. And if we feed on him and we partake in him, he is the one that completes us and fills us and leads us, guides us, shows us all of those things that we're searching for. It's all found in him if we partake of him. And he also, Jesus is telling us, he's coming soon. He is coming soon. And how do we want him to find us when he comes? I want him to find us faithful, going about his work, not our own, not out here just trying to be better, just trying to make myself the best version that I can. And it's all about me and I. No, I want him to find me saying, Lord, I came to you first, and everything that I've done is because it's exactly what you told me to. And we're not going to get it right every time. We're not. We're going to miss it. We're going to fail. We're going to mess up. But that never changes his plan for us. And it definitely doesn't change his love for us. He's not mad at you. He's not disappointed in you. He loves you. His plan never changes. His love never changes. So if you're sitting here right now listening to this saying, I have messed up so many times, God's never going to be able to use me in this new year, that is a lie. Straight from the pit of hell, because Jesus is saying, no, I'm right here. My plan for you has never changed. And all the more reason to start now seeking him and his will and his plan as the time draws short. You have something wonderful inside of you that only God can bring out. So all the things that you want to bring out in yourself, let him do that. Let him uphold you. Let him be the one to bring out the best in you, because he knows you better than you know yourself. You could never possibly bring out the goodness in yourself the way that God can. Never. Because he knows you better than you know yourself. And he loves you more than anyone else ever could. So Lord, could we not invite you into this new year? Can we not invite you into our plan and into all the things that we think that we want for the new year, Lord? Let us seek you first. Your word tells us, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you. So Father, as we try to renew our mind, help us to not seek the things of this earth, but help us to seek you first and everything else, all the good, Father God, will be added unto us because we have sought after you, that your plan never changes, that you light our path. And as we're faithful to take one step, you are faithful to meet us there and show us the next, Father. Lord, help us to die to self that we might be better for you and for others, that the fruit on the inside of us is not for ourselves, but it is for others, that you placed that fruit inside of us, and by reading your word, it would grow and mature, that others might come to know you, that we would be fulfilled in doing your work and your call, Father. Thank you that you meet us, that this year would be the greatest year, that it would be the year of your bride, Father God, that we would be looking up and waiting for you. But as we wait, we are working. We are working for the family and the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us the way that only you can. Amen. You guys, I hope that you're encouraged today to seek him. Seek his word, not a word, but the Word, and we know that Jesus is the Word, became flesh. Seek Jesus. Get in the Word and read. Get to know Him more. And the more you know Him, the more you see how much He loves you. I pray that you are blessed. Share this message with others that they might also be encouraged. Have a great week, and I'll see you here next week at That Girl.